white. All right, so I ain't telling y'all where we at. How about that? Gee, I had like several other recordings ready to rock, but G told me that I can't give up the locale. Oh, you tripping. You tripping. Wow, GB cool. With the Midwest Fashion Journal. Wow.
Just put me out there like that. All right, it's on me.
I didn't really put you out there because they don't know where we at.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Hilarious.
So we chilling, coffee and convos. You know how we do. Okay, so we were just running down some electronics, you know. Things being glitchy. I don't know if it's a sun flare out there, you know, solar flares messing up our technologies or something. But we were lamenting over some of our more beloved and used devices. And then we kind of stepped back and was like, G asked the question, what did you ask the peoples, G?
Well, I unfortunately launched my phone off the trunk by hitting the trunk button. I forgot I set it up there. And further spiderweb my screen. And I'm not motivated to go get yet another screen on my 7S because I'm waiting on the new Mega Apple 10 Plus, 11 Plus,
whatchamacallit.
And I was just saying that it's been a long time. I don't know about for you, but for me, it's been a long time since I've been to the Apple Store and hadn't even thought about the Apple Store.
No,
doesn't even cross my mind anymore.
I didn't. I'm trying to think. Like I said, I walked past it. We got a brand new Apple Store in town in terms of design. They changed the locale just down the block a little bit from where it was before. But I honestly don't remember the last time I went into Apple itself to purchase an Apple or Apple-related product. I have a full suite of Apple things. I mean, I'm all fruited out. Phone, AirPods, iPad, MacBook Pro, none of which came from Apple.
Yeah.
That's so strange. Even peripherals. You know, I got Beats by Dre. I got other headphones that work beautifully with my device. Still, I have not purchased any of it from the bright white gleaming Apple Store. Now, we got our places that we go. Look for the bargains, look for the financing.
Supporting the richest man in the world.
Yeah.
Help to get him there.
We definitely help get him there. I need a blade of grass from his lawn because I own that. But, when's the last time any of you have been to Apple? Like Apple itself. Now, I'm not saying jumping ship, like we all, if you're an Apple product user, you love the products. And G is right. It's about that time for them to announce something new, something that gaps the 10, because that iPhone 10 was a bit of a flop for them, I think mainly on price. I think it's an amazing device, but I think on price, it was just too much. It pushed people over that edge of having a subsidized phone from a carrier still cost $1,000. We're used to seeing these phones cost $300, $400 when subsidized, you know, $600, $700 when you buy it directly from Apple. That was a $1,000 phone from AT&T, from Sprint. You didn't get no discount on that joker. So I suppose that might beg a wider question of, has Apple hurt itself in the pricing? They're going to make their money on volume. Does the phone really cost that much to manufacture? Is it trade tariffs? Is it, you know, shatter-resistant glass on both sides? It's definitely the new camera. All the things, all the functionalities, shooting in 4K, the memory, you know, solid-state memory, all of these things. Does it cost that much on margin? Are they asking too much on profit margin? Because there's rumors that even they are discontinuing the 10 completely and moving on.
my response would be short to sum all that up to say they always have been high priced for those features and components and capabilities that others have already had.
Now, have others had it to that level? Because I've tried some other
about
phones.
The work. I don't know about the user experience, but I think Samsung has done a pretty good job. And
yeah, they have some loyalty.
Especially with their 4K and cameras. Yeah. And I mean, I've seen incredible videos shot on Samsung, incredible pictures on the latest.
They do have loyalty, and their fans are just as loyal.
Most of their fans that I know of, at least, they all travel with charging cables and various juice packs and everything.
Right. Because if your battery ain't dying, it's exploding.
So other than that.
Right. Other than life-threatening battery issues.
I think if they had good batteries, I would have tried one by now.
Right.
Because right. I've always been an adopter of other technologies.
Right.
I still miss BlackBerry. I wish they would have continued to, but not to digress.
You know when, but you know when I, that's a good subject though, because you know when I got Apple loyal, we didn't have T-Mobile here, and I couldn't get, what was the name of that phone, where the screen flipped out?
Yep. Was it a Q something or?
I forget the name of that.
Yeah. Sidekick.
It was a Sidekick.
Incredible.
Incredible device.
I know.
The first time where you had an articulated screen. You had an articulated mousing, you know, roller ball on the side. You had keyboard.
I don't even want to talk about it.
Sidekick was dope. Like, it was the first time you actually had a communication device.
Incredible.
It was more than a phone.
Incredible.
And we couldn't get them here because Sidekick was exclusively T-Mobile. Exclusively.
And you're talking about speed texting.
Knocking it out, man. I was so mad that we could not get Sidekicks. So, I remember standing over at Nebraska Furniture Mart, and at the time, Sony had something called a personal communication device. It was not a phone, but you could text, you could have a calendar, you could do everything but the phone part. And even then, they were working and talking about having communication come through it. I had an old iPac by HP, personal communication device, basically like a mini PC in your pocket. They even called it that, I think. They called it a mini PC. And the iPac was dope. Texting, all that. Internet calling was just starting to be a thing. I could control all the devices in my house through the infrared, all but the phone. And when I finally adopted, you know, fully. I had my first iPhone, and I actually made them. I walked over to Sprint, because AT&T was the only one that had it. I was with Sprint at the time, and I said, convince me to stay before I open up this thing so I can return it. And they were like, we can't. We got nothing that can do that. I'm like, okay, I'm on iPhone now.
Wow.
But I had always tested it. It didn't become solid for me until the 3G. Once I had the 3G and beyond, I was like, okay. I'm Apple all the way. I'm iPhone all the way. Others are going to have to convince me to get off this platform. I did work for T-Mobile. They gave me a free device. It obviously didn't work out here. But the device itself is pretty dope. But I can't get down on Android. The user experience is not the same. But now T-Mobile is here. I've seen a second T-Mobile store in our vicinity here. So T-Mobile is here confidently selling phones. That means they have to have service. They have to have coverage. And T-Mobile carries Apple devices now. So, you know, I'll forgive them for the Sidekick in this area. Or maybe I'll ask them to bring it back.
It could happen for me. I'm not loyal to AT&T or Sprint or Verizon or anybody to the point I won't go with whatever's going to take me the next decade, you know, on the best contract.
Right.
But you were saying earlier too about, you mentioned about pricing and overpricing and I think that at least if we look at American culture, it seems like we have always in mass migrated to the best price.
Mm.
And I thought about the entrance of Walmart.
Right.
to culture, like when they really begin to get big and spread right. nationwide, right. how they took over right. small towns, big towns. Right. You have a lot of stores that no longer exist because from the Walmart effect. Yeah.
And was that because of
even collaterally?
You best could say, price,
right? And right. you could say JCPenney's, you could yeah. say Sears,
Yonkers,
you could say
yeah,
like global, yeah. iconic, yeah. national
and the
brands.
And the ones that lasted retaliated in kind. Target,
right?
Ross. Trying to think of those bigger box stores that carry it all. But yeah, the stores
pricing,
that yeah, pricing.
They wiped out Kmart.
Right, yeah, they did.
You know what
they
I mean?
Destroyed Kmart.
And so now, to me, is the same thing comparable between Amazon
Ooh.
And Apple retail?
Yeah.
Because if I can get all my peripherals
yeah,
and all of my tech stuff
and you
at
know
a Walmart type of price.
Uh-huh.
But it's not Walmart. It's uh-huh. Amazon now. Is Amazon yeah. the new internet?
And you go
Walmart?
Searching.
Exactly.
Right in the store. I've been in Apple, seen something I liked.
Right.
And then looked it up right there to see if I can get a comparable price.
On the guest Wi-Fi.
And how long? Yeah, on their Wi-Fi. On their Wi-Fi.
If not their iMac.
Right. Right on. Oh, I've done that. Pulled it up on their screen and looked at it on their iPad. And then to see also how fast will it ship to me, because convenience is a thing too. I want it right now.
Amazon Prime.
I want it right now. So if I can get it in the next 2 days, I can be patient.
Exactly.
If it lasts a week, I'll pay extra.
Exactly.
So I'll buy it now if I can't have it tomorrow. So yeah, convenience and price. We do gravitate toward those two things. If you can make it most convenient, which is why I think Apple still has their big box, you know, retail stores, is go in, touch it, test it, see it, and it's right here.
Right.
That's how they get you, is you're in the store. So why not try it? Here's our financing, here's this and that. Because I know people who will go in and they'll, like, I've even done it. Do you have this computer in this configuration right now? No, we'd probably have to order it for you. Okay, I'll be back. I'm going to go to Furniture Mart.
Exactly. Best Buy.
Best
wherever.
Buy. They
yeah.
stock it.
Yeah.
I'm still on Apple, but I need
right.
it now.
Right.
Oh, and they might have a sale, because Apple never puts anything on sale in their own stores. But Furniture Mart will have zero financing for 18 months. Best Buy will have 16 or 12
or if you
month
open
financing.
Card today,
right. Open the
10%,
card.
15% off.
Exactly. Or they'll yellow tag it. These are clearing out. We got the new shipment coming. There's nothing wrong with them. They're just last year's model. They put it on
or
sale.
Or open box.
Apple don't put it on sale. Apple will send theirs right back. So, yeah, convenience and price. We do gravitate toward that.
And then for me, and I don't know if this is good for Apple, but I hope they take note of the fact that the excitement level around the store is not what it used to be.
No, no.
There would be times where it would be a destination for me.
Well,
just to go walk through,
oh yeah,
see stuff,
see
touch stuff.
New York City, the glass box in New York. When I was in Lyon, they had a beautiful Apple store in the Confluence Mall. Couldn't wait to go see it. Actually, my power knot is from there. I have the French version with the plug swapped out. So yeah, it was an excitement thing. A destination.
I don't have that anymore.
Well,
I can't tell you the last time I've wanted to go. And it hasn't always been Apple products. It could be the new in-case
yeah,
release.
Because they used to have
new...
all the cases. See, and that's where they hurt themselves too. Okay, so we're touching on some deeper things now. They used to carry other cases. Now they only carry Apple cases. I think they hurt themselves by not carrying third-party device cases.
Right.
Because I'm coming into your store, I'm obviously searching for something that fits.
Is Apple related?
Something I've already bought from Apple.
Right.
So support my shopping.
Right.
Let me shop.
Right.
Don't dictate to me, because you already do dictate. That's the knock on Apple. Even they call it the cult of Apple. Even those of us who love it know that once you're in that environment, you're playing by a certain set of rules.
Mm-hmm.
But then they take away your cases. Like, I like in case or what's another one? Starts with a G.
And then there's one with a K.
Griffin cases are
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
But then they stopped carrying Griffin.
Right.
They stopped carrying Encase, which was like their money maker.
To this day, they're
yeah,
crazy.
They're the
bags.
Go-to case.
Yeah.
For any of their peripherals.
Absolutely.
And now they stopped carrying them in store.
you might get a soft case for a laptop. But other than that, they don't carry anything else that's not Apple made or Apple manufactured. I think that hurt them too, is because now people don't shop at the Apple store.
And you would always pick up more than what you went to get.
I remember they had a Chrome bag in the Apple store in New York City. First time I've ever seen one. I actually had to go to a bike shop uptown on 96th and 3rd to find the same bag. I was mad at myself that I didn't get it at Apple.
Wow.
You know, they carried a hard case by Haro Design, Axio, which was Haro Design's bag company. I got it at the Apple store. It was amazing. You can't shop for that stuff now at Apple anymore. So they've taken the shopping experience out of being a part of the Apple environment. I think that's wrong. I think that hurts them. Because now I do my shopping at Sprint. I do my shopping at Best Buy. I do my shopping for Apple at Walmart or Furniture Mart. I go to Apple if the thing doesn't work. I go to Apple to go
if
to the...
If it's not compatible with this device.
I go to Apple when the Genius Bar needs to test my battery or tell me how much it's going to cost to replace my cracked screen.
Okay, so we've gone from showroom floor to service department.
Which is all they are now. They are a showroom and service department.
Because you know when you go to service department for your car, they'll have a couple rims, a couple tires on the display. If you like these couple little things.
Or even the new Tesla model of their stores where you might see an example of what you're going to buy, but you can't pick it up right then. You go touch a screen, pick your colors, but you don't get to walk out with it. Apple is a personal communication device company, and they've taken the shopping out of that.
Oh, pet peeve. Going to Apple, asking for a product, and they walk over to an iMac or an iPad
and start
pulling
typing
it
up
to look for it.
Right. I'm like,
I could have
done
that at home.
Exactly.
Seriously.
Why you think I'm here? I already did that.
Exactly.
I'll tell you the website you're about to go to.
Exactly.
Nah, bruh. So, like I said, they've taken the shopping, and that's a human trait. Especially in a capitalist society like ours, we grow up shopping. We are groomed, whether you have money or not.
Oh, we're savvy.
Yeah, we're very savvy.
We're savvy.
And these devices only put it more on our hands, in our court. That I know what I'm looking for 10 times over before I even come to the store. Retailers, listen to that. If you're a retailer out there, you work in a store, you're opening a business, Apple, if you're listening, I already know what I want. I really have no questions except for, do you have it and what does it cost? And if you don't have it in store, when can I get it? If you can't service that...
Yeah, you better tip me over in the moment.
Right.
Because I'm already at the point of purchase.
I already know, right. Yeah, my point of purchase, that's a good one. Our point of purchase happened before we got to the store.
Exactly.
And retailers are still working on the old model that they are our point of purchase. No, you are my point of delivery.
Period. Exchange it.
You
make
are my
exchange.
Exactly.
The money. Give me the product.
Exactly. You are my point of exchange.
You're the distributor now.
That's it. So you've taken out shopping, Apple. You are now the point of distribution, not the point of sale. And you've taken price and set it very, very high so that shopping is not a thing.
Okay, so let me throw this out.
Okay.
Could they be going away from people like you and me and the prosumers? Because when you go in, they have all of these things daily and all of these different tutorial sessions for moms and grandmas with pictures and kids and the big screens and interactive stations.
Right.
So could they maybe be shifting focus to them or to the next generation to
I think if they are, they've gotten some bad information.
Okay.
And
but could they be, though?
They
because
could be.
Think about
they
it.
Absolutely could be.
Because when you go, you see crowds.
Yeah.
You know, doing these different learning sessions or hands-on things. And
they could be, but see, I like
which
years
isn't
going to
help us.
Well,
we don't need
and
that.
Years
but.
Ago, I saw up in the New York store, they have a small amphitheater for their learning. It's not necessarily intruding on
the
consumer
retail space.
Exactly. Right. So there's an educator space and a retail space. In a very small space because New York is pressed for space.
So they could be going to that, but here's where I think they're missing the boat on that. This new generation is still operating on some really basic human tenets of capitalist society. We want to touch things. Even these kids who grew up shopping on the internet go to the mall. They still line up for kicks. Like, take a note from kick societies. They still go to boutiques. They still shop. We might have our choices in our mind before we get there, but there's still an aspect, there's still an element of touch and feel, shop and test. You know, can I walk out with this right now? And is this the best price? As soon as Walmart started carrying high-end headphones, why do I need to go to the high-end headphone store? As soon as Best Buy had an Apple department that eventually would put things on sale, why go to Apple? As soon as I could find these untouchable, almost mythical products in everyday average stores, the mythos was gone. The story changed. And I don't think Apple, I think Steve Jobs would have changed with it. I don't think current Apple leadership has his creativity and his vision.
Now, I want you to look at a note I made.
Oh, Jobs to Cook product gap. Absolutely.
I think that's exactly what it is. Because
I think he is, formulaically, he's doing the same things. I just don't think he has the feel. And this proves that Jobs was a lot more of a emotional feel guy than he was made out to be. He was made out to be this human computer, this unemotional, analytical machine that couldn't feel. But that's exactly what we're missing, is the passionate feel of Apple.
I was going to say that I know for me, my devices are very functional.
Right.
And I'm to the point now to where I get my work done on them.
Right.
And I know that's deliberate on behalf of Apple. You can look at their keynotes and see that.
Right.
But I had that before Apple came along with all of my Microsoft devices.
Yeah, that's true.
Those were production devices.
Yeah, pure production. They had no feel. They had no passion.
Apple brought me fun.
Right.
They wowed me with new technologies, new capabilities, things that I could do creatively.
Yeah.
It was colorful. It was fun.
Yeah,
it was new. There was a learning curve. And now Apple has become to me what Microsoft was. I just get stuff done.
That's
the fun
tough.
Is gone.
That's
and the excitement
tough.
Is gone. And the learning curve is gone.
That's tough.
And it could be also because they're taking too long now between product to product to product or well, releasing things,
then,
at least for me,
and
compared
then just the
to
delivery also.
Well, compared to what I had with Jobs.
Right. Jobs had
he kept me on my heels, kept me on my toes.
And he had a storytelling.
Always a curve.
He had a storytelling aspect leading up to the launch.
Sure.
By the time it got to launch, and it still is that way, industry leaks and industry insiders, by the time you get to launch, you know what they're about to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But they stand up on stage and try to sell you. Jobs never tried to sell you.
Absolutely
if
not.
He was the only one that ever used any of his devices, we knew that that was the story. Like, we better get on it, because Steve just made something for himself.
Absolutely.
And we need to be in on what he's in on. Now they're up there trying to sell you what the next big thing is. Jobs was just like, here it is, I made it, I love it, I use it, peace. And everyone was like, us too, please. That's gone. That aspect of the story of this thing, the passion of this thing. That's why I'm an Apple fan.
I so want another company to challenge this current state and culture of tech, because I hope somebody else has enough brilliance to come in with something fun, something distracting, something to make.
You said it a while back on one of our other shows. The company that used to do it was Sony.
Yeah.
Sony was exciting. That Vio platform was dope. And then they had the headphones and the peripherals. Like, they were doing an Apple-esque type of thing.
Yeah.
This whole token ring environment, all serviced and fed for Sony by Sony.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that they latched on quite as quick here in the States as they might have when they were in Asia. But they still gave us PlayStation. I mean, like, people forget, it's called a Sony PlayStation.
That's right. That's right.
We stopped using that first surname, and we just call it PlayStation. But that's Sony. And they're and deep.
Still killing.
Like,
if not more so.
And I don't care if you're an Xbox user or not.
You have one.
PlayStation is Apple. And everyone is still aspiring
to it.
That's
right. That's right.
Xbox can come out year after year, have great platform, great games. It ain't PlayStation. And PlayStation has it also is a generational thing. I know a lot of older people, and older being over 25,
who 30, have 40 and up,
who have a PlayStation that don't have an Xbox.
Exactly.
I know teenagers have Xboxes. But PlayStation is, Sony made a monster. And that was in their VAIO peripherals, personal
right.
communication, personal entertainment devices. That was in their suite.
Right.
That was just the one that made it out.
Yeah.
I think if Sony could get back to that, some interconnectivity, like I would love to see a Sony-based phone.
I wonder were they
like, that would be great.
Over invested as far as the weight that they had, though, of all of their platform being on music at the time.
Yeah, they were heavy on music.
You
they
know,
were heavy because they were the Walkman,
they were the
Juggernaut. Discman, they were the Juggernaut
and them owning,
of music.
Owning the music, the
right.
rights.
Oh,
the,
yeah.
You see?
They crumbled under the weight. When people,
because when internet and
well,
streaming
and
came.
Streaming, but also personal bedroom studios.
Sure.
When they no longer owned the music.
Exactly.
And BMI and all of them
changed
started to crumble.
Everything.
That kicked the legs from under Sony. They still had movies and network and all, but yeah.
The bulk of the weight of their.
Yeah, they were so big.
On the music
and,
part.
And that's one thing that helped Apple is at that time, Apple was laser focused.
Right.
Now Apple has got, maybe that's what's happening to Apple. They got music. They got headphones from Dre. They got the radio and the streaming and the iTunes. They jumped into that music and entertainment realm, and maybe the weight of that is starting to get to them like it got to Sony. Because Apple's rise came from being laser focused.
But you know what? Really, the discussion we're having, if there, however many there are that may feel the way we feel, we're the second wave.
Because uh-huh.
the first wave of this fussing and this moaning
right.
has come from prosumers.
Right, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
Of the pro
right.
Side of Apple.
Right.
With the whole music industry, the movie industry, the editing suites.
Yeah, enterprise suites.
Absolutely.
And stuff.
They have been screaming for years
right.
saying, you've left us off,
right.
the pro users.
Right.
Like, you guys have forgotten
right.
about us.
Well, and that's evident in the fact that now your MacBook Pro comes with at least a base copy of. What's their editing? Their video editing. They're pushing that at the consumer level, not the prosumer level. That's one of their big advertisements as soon as you walk into the store is not get this for your work. Grandma, edit these videos with your
You're
Mac.
Talking about iMovie or?
Well, iMovie, but it used to be like a Premiere and
right.
that kind of thing.
Right.
They were selling even the Adobe Suite
right.
as a consumer thing, not a prosumer thing.
Right.
And like I said, you got grandmas in there learning how to edit.
Yeah,
props to grandmas doing editing. I love it. But still.
Because I've heard so many people complain about how they've changed that very software you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
I can't even think the name of it.
Yeah, you had Premiere. You had the iMovie was the dumbed down version.
Exactly.
But there was another one.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. There was another one that did the video editing. But it was put on as
yep.
a platform
yep.
plus for Apple.
Yep.
And when it moved down to the consumer level, like you said, that enterprise level, that
and
prosumer.
And they actually kept dumbing it down.
So that the regular average consumer
exactly.
could walk in and get up to speed, which was a plus for their user experience. But a negative.
Final cut.
There it is. That's the one that comes.
I had to scroll to the bottom
yeah.
of the page just to
Final
find
Cut,
it.
Final Cut came native.
So many
yeah.
were above this
yeah,
that
Final
I
Cut.
Could barely find.
Final Cut used to come native. It absolutely did.
But to think that I Googled that and all of these other editors are coming up
right.
and not Final Cut.
Right.
That's.
Right.
That's incredible.
And Final Cut Pro was a big plus
on the
platform. So I think there's a lot. I mean, we bring up a lot. Now, here's where we get back to reality after all of our big talk.
But say they lost them.
Right.
They lost corporate.
Right.
And I'm talking about enthusiasm for the platform.
They never had, I don't think they ever had corporate. I think that was one thing.
No, they were growing.
Were they really?
Oh, absolutely.
Because I know they got schools.
Oh, no, they were killing in corporate.
Wow, okay.
Installing servers.
Oh, okay.
Server
so
farms.
Yeah, at that enterprise level for sure.
Yes, they were
and I
really.
Know, yeah, Hollywood with the animation and everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then they begin to, but now it's getting to us.
Right.
How far down is this going to go before they stop the plague and be like, you know what,
well, we're it's already, losing. I mean, but that candle
the
burned.
The enthusiasm.
That candle burned at both ends because a lot of young users have no problem on a Samsung.
True.
They love it. If you're
prefer it.
Right. If you're also because it's cheaper. Parents prefer it because you can get in on a Samsung S9 for little or nothing. They're still doing that. Zero down sign up for our service at AT&T or Sprint. You can't get into an iPhone without $400 plus, and that's with the service. So that's a thing. But now, okay, so we'll take a pause on that and skip to, like I said, we'll bring it back down to a reality moment of I'm still on Apple. I love it.
Sure.
I'm an Apple power user. If you could categorize me that way. And now I'm down to, do I want to own my device old school style, unlocked, European style, putting my own SIM cards in. Travel, new SIM card. I keep my phone, I go to whatever carrier I feel like it, because most of them now don't have contracts. And the only reason that you're paying month to month is if you purchased your phone on their service from Sprint. Like right now, in 4 months, I'm gonna own my phone. But that doesn't mean it's unlocked. If I had just bought my phone unlocked from Apple, and then I can put whatever SIM card I want in it, I'd be better off. That's a route I'm thinking about going to stay on Apple. Is the ownership of my communication device so that I can use it on any carrier, or I can take it overseas, throw a different SIM
card
in.
Well, that's important too, especially traveling internationally.
Right.
I mean, that's somewhat now of a necessity.
And that's where your Samsungs or your Nokias or your Sonys used to own the game, because European devices, Asian devices, you carry several SIM cards.
Yeah.
You know, one of my friends from Africa, he had a little case that had four different SIM cards in it for when he went to Scandinavia, he went to, you know, the heart of Europe, or he was in Africa. Boop, 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 new SIM card, same phone. Different, you know, different number might pop up, but his device was always the same.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that might come back? To then get back to that excitement of platform, that ownership of your device, and not always being next.
Well, to just piggyback on what you said, yeah, this table is full of Apple devices. We're recording on Apple now.
Right.
But this is my work.
That's true.
I get stuff done on them.
That's true.
I'm working on them.
That's true.
And I did this with Microsoft. I did this with Sony.
That's true.
Where is the excitement of having an iPod 2, iPod 3? Where's the excitement come on, man. This is, my watch is for tracking workouts.
Yeah.
It's not a toy for me.
Yeah.
I'm grown. Where's my grown toy?
Yeah, so is there something to it where, is it inevitable then that the success of a company and growing with your consumer eventually just turns into everyday workable products versus the hype and excitement? We talk about it with sneakers all the time. We've outgrown the hype of sneakers. We still love them, and we actually hate what the hype has done to them, but we're complaining about lack of hype for our electronic devices. Are we trying to ask for too much?
I'm on an iPhone 7 Plus because I haven't been compelled enough to get enough. I mean, come on, you're going to come out with the newest phone and offer it in one size?
Right.
I have to get a smaller screen size because I want a newer device?
Oh, so if you upgrade yours, you can't get the...
No, the iPhone 10 is... It's,
oh, it's just...
The,
no,
it's the smaller... No, it's not in two sizes.
It is.
Not the 10.
The original was, yeah.
Not the 10.
Yeah, it was.
Look up the iPhone 10.
We got to look that up.
One
I think
size.
For sure it was.
No. The X, the 10.
Really?
One size.
I'll place that there. Hold tight.
one size.
Oh, man.
That's where you got the eight plus? They only had it in the bigger one.
Okay. I stand corrected. We got another power user at the table with us.
With Apple everything.
That's what happens when you do coffee and convos. A polite stranger could call you out and you'll be wrong.
I'm sorry.
No, all good. So that's good to know. Because I swore I had seen a bigger one, but the 10 only came in one size.
And you just heard someone sitting near us say they chose an older device over the new one.
To get the size.
Because they didn't.
What? That's a good point. That's a good convo. Thanks for chiming in.
Yeah. I would have gotten the 10, but I didn't want a smaller phone.
Yeah, see, I like the bigger phones.
Me too.
Plus, I mean, look at these mitts, man. I can't type on the little stuff.
I can't see them.
Right. Yeah, you need your readers.
So okay. I couldn't even get the latest technology because they didn't even make it in the larger platform. Like, right. 2 and 3 of the older releases of the phone.
Right.
Come on, man. This stuff is...
I hear you. Okay, so it goes deeper.
Come on.
We'll continue it.
I see it as opportunity.
Absolutely.
For somebody else.
Absolutely.
To step in and hopefully hear this and say.
Or maybe Apple to step up. Because I'm a fan. I'm like you. I'm like, where's the excitement of the next? Like, we watched this last. We were texting. Or we met up the day after. And we watched that last Apple announcement. We were just like, what?
Exactly.
And I remember when
It was a glorified...
TPS report.
Exactly. No, really. It was latest stock. Right. You know, stock.
And I remember when we used to seriously crash servers trying to watch live. You know, I can't get in. Engadget's feed is dead.
If I was traveling, I would stop at the nearest Barnes & Noble, Starbucks, right. Anywhere I could get Wi-Fi.
Yep.
And I would watch that entire keynote.
Yeah. But that was Steve. Rest in power.
I mean, not to be disrespectful, but do you see how nerdy and analytical the last one was?
Well, I think that's part of...
I never remember him being that.
Well, because I think that's what...
Sega wasn't Microsoft-esque.
No, but that's what I was about to say. I think that's where Steve Jobs deserves more credit than he was given.
I agree.
For being creative and passionate.
I agree.
He wasn't as geeky as people made him out to be. Sure, he was analytical. Sure, he was a genius. But there was story.
In a very casual,
there was
relaxed
storytelling in it. Yeah. You know, turtleneck.
Black mock and some denims.
And some New Balance.
I still
call my 993s my Steve Jobs. I got them gray 993s. So, yeah. I mean, I think there's a component of it where, like you said, bring some excitement back to some learning curve. I want to hop on a device and have to...
And watch how this makes you feel, just saying this. And we forget, Steve Jobs is responsible for the spaceship.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I know everybody knows
Absolutely.
That. But just think spaceship.
Absolutely.
Think of that building. Think
Absolutely.
Of that campus.
All of that.
That's him.
He's one. He's definitely...
That's him.
He's definitely one,
That's
one in
Cook.
A billion.
That's him.
He's one in a billion. He is one in a billion.
No, how exciting it is just to imagine that place. Like when you see pictures of it.
Yeah, man. Just the concepts. Like I think about all those things. I think about the iPhone 1 launch. I think about iPods. Even every iteration of the iPod had me geeked. I'm like, yo, I got.
Remember the skinny one that did the video?
Yeah.
The little stick of gum one that did video?
Yeah.
Incredible idea.
I had a perfectly good iPod and I wanted the next one because mine didn't have a click wheel. Upgrade.
And
one that didn't have any buttons. It was just the electromagnetic touch. It had the 4 buttons across the face and the big wheel. Like, oh man, we can go on forever.
Man,
so
I recently bought the old earpiece.
Really?
The old Bluetooth, the black one.
Oh wow.
Just in hopes that eventually I'll find somebody that can replace the battery.
That's Oski, whoa.
But do you remember how I mean, look to this day how contemporary and relevant that device would look in your ear.
Yeah, because they haven't changed it. They haven't changed any ear devices that much over the years.
Look how good that thing looked.
Yeah, it was ahead of the curve.
Exactly.
It was that far ahead of the curve.
And now we have what ahead of the curve?
Well, I mean, I'll give the...
Hope.
I'll give my AirPods the
they're nice.
Because I love these jokers.
Nice.
They took something that used to be a problem. Because remember everyone's complaint about how the Apple earphones fit?
they change that entry point in the ear, and then they unhook that wire. These are go-to. Like, I probably the best money I've spent over maybe the last 10 years when it comes to a non-work related device, a fun device. Best money. So we can keep this going forever. You know we're gonna check back in. Coffee and Convos. Stay tuned. Long Live the Fighters will be coming up. Is it that's this weekend? Yeah. This coming weekend we're gonna record the Long Live the Fighters.
It wasn't just criticism, but the solutions aren't for free. That's all.
There you go. Nah, I ain't even gonna say that. You gotta come. You gotta pay for them solutions.
We got more.
Free. We like to do what we call CTC. You gonna have to cut the check for those. Come through. It's your boy, Steve G. Ridiculous GB Midwest Fashion Journal. Shouts out. We'll be back at you. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.